Welcome to the BioBalance podcast featuring Dr. Kathy Maupin, founder and president of BioBalance, located in St. Louis, Missouri. For over 6 years, Dr. Maupin has treated thousands of men and women for symptoms of aging caused by hormone imbalance. This episode of the BioBalance podcast features Dr. Maupin as guest on the top-rated Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1 in St. Louis, Missouri on March 16, 2010.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, guys. 97.1 Dave Glover Show. The segment we call The Doctors, because they're doctors.
There we go.
Dr. Rob Hagen is my buddy, and he is the consistent doctor here. And what he does, he'll bring in some colleagues of his to talk about different areas of medicine. And the way I figure it, once we get to know them, he's gone. Yeah, oh, I mean, once he makes the introduction,
we
don't need him.
I'm out. Come on, Glory.
Dr. Kathy Maupin is with us today. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
And what a perfect segment for my listeners, because we're about, the ratings come out today, we're about 60-40 male,
right.
And around, I'm 45, and they're, you know, we got kids, we got old people, but it's pretty much 35 to, you know, 55-60, and we're going to talk about hormones for men, hormone therapy. And it's something that I think most people, when they hear hormone therapy, they think of for females, or they think of like bodybuilders or manipulating your body in some illegal kind of way, baseball players kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about everyday guys, how it affects them, what the options are, what they can do. And so either doc, why is this important?
Well, let's just talk about globally, because the segment here is kind of designed to talk about getting healthier, right? And we've talked a lot about working smarter and working smarter about many things in your life. You know, we use the analogy of if you're getting healthier, you want to be running on high octane, right? And if you're a race car driver, you're not going to take the car that hasn't had an oil change and a tune-up for a while, right? And hormones are that component. They are fine-tuning your physiology and allowing you to be healthier and work smarter and do all those things that we'd like to do. So, we've kind of talked about, the baseline component is important of, getting your evaluation with your primary physician. That's a given, right? But if you want to take that to another level and getting healthier, you need to adjust your hormones and check those. And Dr. Maupin is an actual specialist of this, so that's why she's here today.
Now, Doc, is this something that every guy out there could benefit from, or it's like a disease where only a few of you really need the treatment?
Well, everybody ages, so I guess every guy could use this at some point.
Mm-hmm. And when do your hormones start changing? I mean, they kick in teenage years, and then you have relatively good 20s or 30s, what have you. What point do you really start kind of going downhill?
The real bad news for guys is really bad news is that it's 10 years younger than it used to be. Oh. You start hitting a critical testosterone level at about between 40 and 45. Some people are even less than that. I see 38-year-old men with low testosterone levels.
Do we know why that is? Why that's changed?
They think it's the environment, the things that we're putting in the environment, and that's not good news because that's not going to change. It would be very difficult to go backwards.
How would we know? I mean, like for females, and I know this isn't the same thing as menopause, but for females, you're menopause, the change, as my mom called it. Mm-hmm. So how do men know that your testosterone levels are falling?
You have andropause. I mean, that's what we call it.
Or menopause. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, menopause. Yeah, that's it. That we should have renamed it.
It just sounds so horrible.
Yeah. It does sound horrible. See, we have a name for it too.
Oh,
but
it's terrible.
You guys lose your testosterone, start not performing very well.
Right.
And that morning thing that always happens goes away.
Not so much.
That's kind of like the first sign. Then you get crabby, sit around the house, gain weight, get a belly.
Close, you're a poster child for this.
Oh. I'm there.
I mean,
do you have a man's ear?
With a pellet quickly.
You need a man's ear?
A man's ear? Really? This is just,
You're really close on this one.
I'm just,
he's quiet.
I'm
over
just here. So, I'm 56.
So a lot of the things that make you a man just start not being quite so mannish.
That's true. And aging's kind of slow, usually. It's not usually abrupt. So you kind of don't notice it. And you guys have, testosterone makes you look in the mirror and go, oh, I'm so handsome. You think you're great all the time. The minute you lose it, you start going, oh, I'm getting a little bald, by the way.
Yeah.
Or I'm getting a paunch, or I'm getting this. And then you get insecure and anxious. So those are things that are signs of low testosterone.
So dear God, what do we do? please tell me you have some cream with you.
there's luckily you guys have a lot of different options, and some of them are approved by the FDA, and some are more natural. And I tend to go for the more natural. I think that has fewer side effects.
Okay.
So most of my patients use testosterone pellets, but that's down the line. First, you have to find out if that's a problem, because I've seen many guys come in with these issues, but they have a different endocrine problem. Endocrine means glandular. Mm-hmm. It's not their testicles, mm-hmm. unfortunately, or fortunately. It's something else. It's their thyroid. It's their pituitary. It's another gland in their body. There's lots of them. And they malfunction. They have to work together, kind of like the cogs in a, you know, those old clocks that
yep.
that mm-hmm. weren't digital. You know, those.
I've always thought of my testicles in that way.
Yeah.
My grandma had one of those with the three balls that go back and forth. I'm like, you know what that reminds me of?
Yeah. Do you have three?
Tito Jackson. So, is it a blood test? Can you tell from that?
Yes, they're blood tests. And so I do a panel of blood tests on the guys. First, I take a history. I do the blood test. And I don't even see them unless their testosterone level's low or there's some other endocrine problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, guys are so different than we are. Women are.
Yeah.
They want to come in and get it fixed. They don't want to come in and talk about it.
Yeah.
The women want to come in and talk about it, so they always come in first and decide whether they want care.
Sure.
The men want go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're looking for like a number and a two. You know, it's
That's
like
right.
I'm a 38 grade. What do
right,
I need here?
Thank you.
Where do I rub this stuff?
That's right. So you can use, there are gels, there are sublingual tablets,
yeah.
all kinds of things out there, but I prefer the bioidentical because it doesn't have the side effects. It just
okay.
makes you feel like you used to feel.
So let's say that I come to see you and I'm primed for this. Okay, Dave, you've dropped whatever a normal drop would be. And I say, give me what you got. To what level can I get back to where I was, and can I sustain this for the rest of my life, or at some point is it just, look, you know, nothing we can do?
You can sustain it for the rest of your life unless something else intervenes.
So you can be 75, 80 years old and still feeling good and I'm attractive and...
That's my goal. That's the whole goal of my practice is...
Yeah. I would like you to stop that part because we don't need 80-year-old guys out there with that going on.
So.
Hey, now.
Yeah. You want to feel good when you're 80. If you're alive, you want to feel good. We've made people live longer, but we haven't made them live better. So my goal is to make you live better. And you can be 35 again.
So... take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. The phones are going crazy here with Dr. Kathy Maupin. She's my favorite so far,
awesome,
by the way.
Doc. Good.
Yeah.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you're better than that other one. 314.
Wow.
969. She has something to offer me. 969-9797. 866-455-9797. I'm 45. And bam, so I'm right there.
Yes, you are.
And
buddy.
If I had closest man boobs, I would be the picture of this. And so the doc's going to help us
I'm
out with what
word.
Kind of stuff we can do. We're all looking at you, my friend.
I'm not saying a word.
Glandular Ted over there. Your glands are on the outside, on your back.
This is the Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, guys. 4:50. We're here with my buddy, Dr. Rob Hagen, and my new buddy, Dr. Kathy Maupin, my best friend ever, because she's going to help me out. You could have started with how old you are. I don't know if you want to say it on the air.
No, I'm 55.
Lord
everybody in
God,
my
she's gorgeous.
You wouldn't think
Thanks.
35.
No, Tom's about right.
I'm not kidding, man.
Tom's
it's
about
dark
right.
in here.
No, it isn't.
Why do you think it's dark in here?
Because
none of us have any testosterone.
Yeah, that's right.
We're trying to hide as much as we possibly can.
Man, you look great, Glover.
Lowering
like
our voices unnaturally. It's not even a real beard.
Yeah.
Okay, so what sorts of things in life lower your testosterone and naturally raise it? Or is it just, it doesn't matter what you eat or what you do, it's going to happen, doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter really what you eat unless you become obese, because obesity decreases your testosterone level.
Okay.
And exercise increases it.
What a vicious cycle.
Right.
Because when you get fat, like I just lost 70 pounds.
You look awesome.
I mean, like this today. No. I said this twin that they never got rid of.
That was quick.
And he's wearing a jacket, girls.
You know.
Yes.
I do television too.
Yes.
But when you're big, you know, I was 5'10", 245. And when you're that big, you don't feel sexy. You don't want to do anything. And you use it or lose it. And then you start losing testosterone. That's just a recipe for bad stuff. And then you do lose the weight, and you suddenly just, wow, look at me, I'm a porn star, you know, so.
Yes.
And that's not my goal, but.
It was Dave's.
Speak for yourself.
It was Dave's. Meet somewhere in the middle.
I only have a one-year deal here.
Meet in the middle, right.
I may have to find some sort of strange fetish porn to star in, so.
Kathy, I think an important point to point out is you were talking, and when we were discussing this, the peripheral fat cells, so your middle-aged man gut,
PFCs.
Right? Yeah. It actually turns your testosterone into estrogen. Not just decrease your testosterone, it turns it into estrogen.
Hold on a second.
Let's all have a donkey ride.
You're saying that peripheral fat cells, or PFCs, turn your testosterone into estrogen?
Yeah, they do. That's where you convert your testosterone into. I mean,
thanks, God.
It's God had us a sense of humor.
No kidding. Wow.
Natural birth control.
Now, what happened? Okay, right. I'm assuming that this has been going on over the ages.
Yes.
So before modern medicine.
Of course.
So guys just got old. This is what it looked like. But we don't have to do that. We don't have to look like a grandpa.
They didn't get as old as we get. The
That's
whole problem
point.
Is, you know, they lived to 50. 50 for men and women was really old. They'd be dead. Most animals don't live past reproduction.
Yeah.
And we weren't designed for that. But now that we've made ourselves live longer, we haven't made ourselves live better. Yeah. So that's the whole goal, is replace what's missing.
And you were saying that not to diss on, you know, GPs, but if you go to see your doctor and you have a blood test and your hormones are low, but they're normal for a guy your age, they're probably going to tell you you're fine.
That's right. That's right.
When actually you may be fine, you may be average, but you could be much, much better.
That's from their training. We weren't trained preventatively. We were trained to treat disease.
Yeah.
And so if you are interested, you have to go find it. You have to be trained somewhere. You have to go find courses that will teach you how to do preventive medicine.
And you went through that yourself as a patient.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did. I went all over St. Louis when I had my ovaries out, and I was miserable. I'd gained 20 pounds. I couldn't get out of bed. I was depressed. And all these endocrinologists I had a lot of respect for them, but they kept saying, you're lazy, fat, and crazy. And I said, well, you know, I'm 47. I'm not that old. Oh, yeah, you're old. You got to get used to it. So my family lives to be 100. So I'm not living 50 years like that.
Lazy,
and so
fat,
that
and crazy.
Was my goal, is to find an answer to this. And that's what began my BioBalance hormone practice.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, man, that's fantastic.
It's a whole new lease on life.
Yes.
Yeah,
Between this and the hair piece, my God.
No hair piece.
No hair piece. No, I'm wearing one now. It's very subtle.
Very subtle.
It's sheer. I didn't want people to notice right away.
Yeah.
It's quite expensive, actually.
You should take it off. You look like you have more testosterone when you have a bald head.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Now, what about that? I've always heard that it's testosterone that makes you lose your hair. And you always said, bald men are virile and so forth and so on.
Well, that's true, but testosterone turns into something called DHT in your scalp cells. And so if you want to keep your hair before you lose it, you can take something to block that change. Testosterone itself isn't the bad guy. The DHT is. So you take Proscar or one of the other blockers so that you don't lose hair. But if you're there, it isn't changing.
Yeah. At this point, I have to put it on my back.
Right.
That's about the only,
hair I can
keep. So.
No, but yeah. Right.
Well, Doc, where and how do people find you? Because I'm sure I've got about 10,000 guys out there right now pulling over to write down your number. So.
I'm in Creve Coeur. My office is in Creve Coeur. I'm BioBalance for Men. And my number is 314-993-0963.
Okay, we'll try to get that up on the website too. So, very
perfect.
Good.
Thank you.
Doc, next time, just bring Kathy again.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That
sounds good.
From
have her talk
on.
About a different topic. Just fake it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
We don't care. We like her. So
glad you like the topic and the
Thank
guest.
Thank you.
For more information about bioidentical hormone therapy for the treatment of the symptoms of aging, visit BioBalanceHealth.com or call 314-993-0963. Thank you for listening to the BioBalance Podcast. I'm Ramondo Davis.